This week, the National Executive Board of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, or IBT, decided not to endorse a U.S. presidential candidate this year, but regional Teamster councils representing 18,000 workers in Wisconsin went ahead and endorsed the Democratic ticket of Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Bill Carroll is president of one of those councils, number 39, and is principal officer of Teamsters Local 344 in Milwaukee. Carroll explained to WUWM's Chuck Kornbach as to how it was okay for the regional councils to make an endorsement.
So typically, local unions and joint councils can endorse any political candidate that they see fit other than president and vice president of the United States. Because the International did not make an endorsement, General President O'Brien's position is that joint councils and local unions have autonomy and they can handle the issue as they see fit, which is what we did. We were prepared for it. And as soon as we learned that the IBT was not going to make an endorsement, we started to get our messaging out.
So why are Kamala Harris and Tim Walz the right ticket for this year?
Yeah, for us, it's an easy choice. In Wisconsin, as you know, we've suffered over the last 15 years with a onslaught of anti-worker legislation, beginning with Act 10. As a matter of fact, in 2010, our joint council had 30,000 members. After the state legislature and the governor at the time outlawed any effective collective bargaining for public sector workers, we lost about 15,000 members. Which was, you know, obviously a blow. And that continued right on through eliminating state and municipal project labor agreements and prevailing wage laws, as well as right to work. All of that has been very damaging to Wisconsin. So for us, the Republican ticket is not something that we want to consider. Vice President Harris and Governor Walz represent a support for working families and organized labor. The Trump ticket does not. Ex-President Trump had 4 years to help us with the pension crisis, and he sat on his hands and did nothing but talk like he normally does.
Okay, and just for the purposes of disclosure, the Act 10 affected academic staff at the university system, such as myself, so just wanted to get that across. Well, you know, Donald Trump was saying on Wednesday evening that there was a poll, apparently, of Teamsters that showed that he says showed overwhelming support for him. How can you explain that?
The best I can do to explain it is that poll was based on a QR code that was published on the back of the Teamster magazine that comes out periodically. However, there was really no communication that that poll was in existence. There was no opportunity to organize around it. And I'm really not sure how our membership actually even found out that that poll was there, and unless they happened across it. So that's the best I can do. I'm not saying that anything was intentionally done or anything like that. But I can't explain why, but I can tell you the membership that come to our meetings on a regular basis, the vast majority support Democrats in general and the Harris-Walz ticket in particular.
You know, Trump has said he supports business, which means jobs, for Teamsters. Does Trump have a business record you like?
I don't think Trump has any record that I like. I guess to be as upfront with you as I can.
So the endorsement for Harris, what does that mean, at least from the Teamsters Union? Does that mean phone banks? Does it mean door-to-door outreach or other types of outreach? Or is it just simply a matter of at the ballot box, your joint council is recommending Harris?
No. We've had a very robust get-out-the-vote program for a number of years now. We already have people on the phones. They'll be on the phones for the rest of the month. Beginning in October, we're going to start visiting members at plant gates throughout the month of October, and we'll be all over the state talking to our members.